Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. Our mission is to empower, educate, and enlighten.
And we are on every other Monday at 1:30 until 2:30. We have a call-in session, and then we have another Monday. That will be one Monday. And the other Monday will be when we have a speaker on. If you'd like to set up a session with Beth and Marie or individually, please email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you'd like to set up an appointment with Marie, you can call her at 651-303-0555. And if you would like to set one up with Beth, you can call me at 651-900-4136. We'd also love for you to go into our website, www.divinegoddessradio.com. I also have a website, www.bethjacobson.love. We'd love for you to check that out. If you guys have any questions, comments, or any feedback about the show, we would love to hear you. Again, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Also, we do parties, divine goddess parties. If you, in your church, school, home, community, and corporations, if you'd like for the two of us to come in and teach a class, we can do trusting your intuition, establishing energetic boundaries, bringing more joy into your life, how to attract prosperity. We do a variety of different classes. We do come to you if you want to have it in your home. As a host or hostess, you invite 10 people, and you get the class for free. So, again, you can email us. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I need to bring up, Marie?
If you're local, we did a seminar this month, and it's a one-day seminar. It's a spiritual awakening seminar, and you get 5 classes in one day. And so you get an introduction to a lot of things, especially if you're starting your spiritual path or you want to learn more. We are offering that again March 19th, and so if you want to follow along on our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, all of the details are there. And also on our website, divinegoddessradio.com, I have set it up so that if you wanted to email Beth or myself separately, the information is there, and also if you want to schedule readings with us separately, you can do that as well. If you want to do a joint reading with both of us, then email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we can set that up.
And you guys, when you do two, you're getting the price of one for one, and you're getting two psychics. So either way, and we do love connections, we do career, what am I supposed to be doing in my life? I mean, we do a variety of different things. So it's something to seriously think about. There's new stuff that's coming up on the horizon. So book us while we have our appointments, because they are booking up really fast. We are doing a lot of expos. That's increasing. And besides that, doing our own thing as well as working in a store. We have busy, busy gals. Classes are absolutely phenomenal. People are asking more and more for the home classes, the home parties. So, again, we do those during the week or the weekend, and we do travel out of state. So hurry up and set up your appointment. It's definitely worth it, for what you're paying, let me tell you.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're local too, you can come to White Buffalo Spiritual Healing and Gifts at 104 East Main Street in Anoka, and we do readings there. So you can come to us for sessions there as well. So now you know how to get a hold of us.
And that's right. That's right.
Yes. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm sure you all know, hopefully, that Mercury retrograde is done. Done. Shadows done. We went straight clear today. Woohoo! Woohoo! So.
Oh my God! So it's been Mercury retrograde still.
We're done.
I thought it was over with. Oh
no! We had
Lord,
the shadow. Yeah, we had the shadow, and you know, I'd say for the most part, a lot of stuff started moving forward, but there was still that little bit. You kind of get moments of clarity, and then you go back to fog, and you get moments of clarity, and you go back to fog. So hopefully now it's all moving forward, and it's clear, and we all know what we're supposed to do. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that would be good. And then tomorrow, the 16th, Venus moves into Aquarius, and we'll be there until March 12th. So we are going to have almost a whole month of very powerful creativity, love, freedom, and joy. So everybody, soak up the good vibes and fall in love with yourself and the world, and just really enjoy a good month energy-wise of stuff coming. You know, of course, there's always going to be other things that might affect, you know, solar flares, whatever. But generally, it's going to be a good month coming up.
Okay. Well, you know what? I happen to be, Marie and I are in two different locations, and I was guided to do the Colette Baron Reed Enchanted Map Oracle cards. And the card that came up for everybody is rescue. And it's like you're always safe and secure and free to be yourself. So asking for help isn't easy for successful people. However, that's what you need to do now as you expand your life. And if you find yourself troubled, you can expect help with whatever issue is at hand now. You need only ask, and assistance will come your way. The most important support you can expect is from spirit. Get into a right relationship with the divine. You'll see that many conditions line up as if by magic to provide you with the help you need. Ask and you will receive. There's no need to fear. Safety is a place from within. So that's a message that everybody, including myself, needed to hear, obviously, today. So do what you will with it.
Fantastic. So, well, we have a bunch of people on the line. Shall we jump in and start answering questions?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay, and if you do want to call in, the number is 347-327-9360, and let's grab our first caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. Happy President's Day. Stacy from
Delray. Well, happy President's Day.
Yeah, and it's, I guess Valentine's Day is over, and like you said, it was a retrograde, so I kind of laid low.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering... I'll start attending the same, you know, the social circles, I guess within now and the spring. And I was wondering if you see a romance with somebody I know of there, or I'm meeting somebody new.
Okay. And what was your first name again?
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. Okay. Stacy. Okay. All right, Stacy. Let's see. Okay, first thing I heard was that someone new is coming in. You have not met this person yet. It feels like you have a couple people in your life right now that, you know, are there and you're having fun with socially. But the person that is going to really make your heartstrings and your heart go brrrr is going to be a new person.
Oh, is that going to come soon, or?
I'm hearing August.
Oh, that's not that. Oh, that's not that far away.
Mm-mm.
My high school reunion's coming in October, and I just want to know if you think I should make the effort to go there because it's out of state, so it's kind of far. Like, will it be worth it?
Let's see. Yes, I heard a yes right away. So,
you see, I want to go there, but the thing is, I don't want people to think I'm crazy because, you know, it's, you understand. for my ego, I'm not going like for a week. It's just a weekend. Even if it's just a couple of days, I just need. You know, people have been asking me, am I going? And it's mostly women friends I want to connect with.
Sure.
Is that
absolutely.
Crazy?
No, not at all. Not at all. Enjoy this.
Yeah.
This energy is all going to be about connecting and building our group and building our social circle and building our connections. So, and
yeah,
networking.
Like you and Beth, you, Marie, are good friends. And, you know, good friends are hard to find. And I feel like, sure, I have more acquaintances, but to have good friends, it's like childhood friends, it's different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, don't hold, if you're being drawn to go, don't hold yourself back. Just go, and because you're being guided to go.
Thank you. I really feel
welcome.
Good.
Oh,
thank
good.
You. You made my day. You
awesome.
Both made my day, because you know how you have buyer's remorse and think, oh, my God, I shouldn't. And is it a waste?
Hey, Stacey.
Think, yeah.
I'm hearing there's a Walter that's going to be coming into your life. Is he currently in your life right now, a Walter?
Well, there's a jerk, not at work, not at my immediate, at my job kind of, and at a state, he's like a bigwig, and his name is Will, and he's a real idiot from what? Not, it's something like how he, how could we say it? He's never been married and no kids, and he's just a serial dater, and that's not what I want. So I'm hoping it's somebody else.
Well, this one's a Walter. I'm hearing Walter. So, again, don't get caught up in the name, but I'm hearing Walter.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
The only other... Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Both of you. I feel good now.
Oh, good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, grab our next caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dee calling from Washington, D.C. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
I'm good, good, good. My
you
question,
have a question or a comment?
I have a question. My question is, do you see a job offer coming this week?
Do I see a job offer coming? Do you want to go, Beth, or should I go?
I'm hearing there's some deliberation that's going on right now.
Okay.
It feels like it's more of a yes, but there's some deliberation going on. So if it doesn't happen, don't panic.
Okay.
But it feels like it's more on the up, as long as everybody continues to move forward. There's some decisions that are being made. So that's
okay.
what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
I
are
got.
You getting,
I mean, yeah. What I got was I also saw a yes, but it wouldn't be till. I mean, it could be later in the week, or it could be next
okay.
week. It'll be a delay.
It almost feels like it's going to be next week, to be honest with you. So don't panic if it's not this week.
Okay. Okay.
But awesome. You will be getting an answer. But there's just some deliberation, so that means. Somebody has to talk with somebody before they can give an exact yes.
Okay. Okay. That
okay.
sounds awesome. Thank you. Thank
all
you so
right.
much. Thank
you're
you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank
thanks
you.
For calling. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Grab the next one. Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Are you on mute? Okay, we'll put you back on mute on our end and grab the next one. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Mexico.
Ooh, nice. What can we do for you?
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could give me any guidance on my business. I'm a school teacher, but I also have a where I sell crystals and rocks and gemstones. I was just wondering if there was – I've been at it for quite a few years now, and I do well. I'm just wondering how can I step it up a notch?
Okay.
Did you say you're doing expos?
I do some events. I do private parties. I haven't done expos, like going where I set up a booth in a fair or something. Is that what you mean by expo?
Yep,
mm-hmm.
yep,
okay.
yep.
I have not
that's
done
that's what
that.
I'm getting. That's to step it up the next game. And also, do you have a website to where you're advertising yet? And you have pictures on this to where people can order online as well?
Yeah, I do, but I haven't gotten anything from that.
Hmm.
And so I'm wondering...
Yeah,
the website.
I'm doing more self-promotion because
uh-huh.
your guides are saying you need to get yourself out there more.
Okay.
And part of you is going, I don't know, will I be accepted or is this too difficult? different from my, day job, or people going to look at me,
mm-hmm.
but just own who you are and
mm-hmm.
announce it to the universe that this is part of who you are, and this is that you would like this to be a successful business, because this is, because I see you moving more towards that down the road anyway, down that path. So just really letting the universe know, saying, hey, yes, I am serious about this. And then also doing more self-promotion, letting people know that you're doing it. So booths,
okay.
Expos, things like that would be a great way to get yourself out there.
Okay. Also, get involved in meetup groups. You can do that online. There's even Facebook even has rock groups. So start advertising that way. You'll be amazed, because a lot of people are doing it Facebook and saying, this is what I have for sale for this much. And a lot of people are doing bids on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, there are a variety of different ways, like where you said, to self-promote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Come out of the closet, your guides are saying. Come out of the closet.
I live in a... That's so funny you say that.
August, you're going to be going full force. August, you're going to be doing some stuff full force.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because I'm out for the summer, so that'll be great. Yeah, I live in a little town where there's just the smallest little spiritual community, and it just isn't enough to support, like, a retail shop or anything. But so I tend to drive to other towns, Las Vegas and other places, to do events. It's kind of funny that you said it, come out of the closet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to do well, though. You're going to do well. But keep moving forward.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, let me go back to this person and see. Hi. You're on the air. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Laura. I don't know what was wrong, because my phone wasn't muted, so I don't know. But I
picked that's up and weird.
Called again. I'm glad you picked up my line.
So Laura, where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Do you have a question or a comment?
Question. I just wondered if you see a romance coming for me in the next few months.
Okay.
I'm hearing yes, and it's, again, I'm getting a name going by Robbie, again, but don't get caught up in the name, but it feels like he's going to be a little over 6 feet, and he's going to have brown hair, and it's going to be a little long, like military cuts, it's not going to be long shoulders, but kind of like surfer dude hairstyle, very soft, very gentle energy. And it feels like you're going to meet them at a dance, or it's a get-together tour. There's going to be movement. So that could be anywhere. So be open to invitations to going to different places with friends, and even by yourself if you're getting the urge of going somewhere. Dare to go by yourself somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm hearing, and it's within 3 months, so mm-hmm. not too far away. Also, your guides are saying to you need some rose quartz around you. There's just a little bit more self-love is what you're needing. So if you have some rose quartz, either throw it on your, wear it or put it around your neck or sleep with it, but just get the energy from the rose quartz.
Okay, I do have some, so I will definitely do that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You know what? It almost feels like you're going to be, and I hate to say this, but don't get caught in that. It almost feels like it might be in a setting where there's going to be some alcohol involved. I don't know if it's a bar or a restaurant or whatever, but there's going to be a get-together, and it feels like there's going to be a theme to where it's going to be like a beach theme, to where there's going to be sand, and everybody's going to be dressed up in their, those crazy shirts and hats and celebrating summertime. So have fun with it. And it might be to where you're going by yourself, but that's to put yourself out there and not be shy and not be afraid to put yourself out there on your own.
Okay.
We tend to meet people when we go somewhere by ourselves.
I can't imagine it, but, I'll be open to the possibility that it would be interesting.
Yes, keep yourself open.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Open. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Hey, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Because I guess we forgot to say it's a one-question reading. Did we say that? One question? Please keep it to one question.
Yeah, I thought we did. Well,
did
good
we?
Time to reiterate it.
I'm just reiterating it then.
Yes, yes.
Remember, I can't hear in one ear.
That's right. Okay, so let's grab this number. Oops. Where did it go? There it went. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, we'll put him back on hold. And grab this person. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear
yeah.
you. Who are we speaking with?
Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Diane, where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas. Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm just at a crossroads. I've been at this crossroads for about 6 years now. I just need if there's any direction, you know.
Okay.
Of where you're supposed to be heading towards?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. You're definitely, your passion of where you are now is pretty, I just hear kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're needing the fires rekindled, so to speak.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
It feels like you need to let go of some old experiences that are keeping you in that lower energy of there's a lot of doubt in your head of whether or not you're capable of moving on or doing anything else.
Yeah.
It feels like you need to say goodbye to a lot of stuff, things from your past.
No, I've had to say goodbye to just about everybody. I've lost. I had a horrid Pluto transit in 2009. It wiped out most of my family and friends.
Oh.
I have my children left, but I don't have much left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to let go. I mean, I've been trying, but it's hard to
yeah.
let that go when it's everybody you know. I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone. It's hard to believe somebody can lose that many people. So, I mean, my whole... you know, the
your
whole,
life has been turned upside
yeah.
down. Kind of something.
Somebody's
yeah.
pulled the rug out from under me. Yeah.
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, come on, after 6 years, it's time to get on with it, and I just can't seem to do it.
You hold a lot of the grief, though. You hold a lot of the grief with you, and you tend to, you live with the same kind of theme of what you just said. Why, you know, why?
Right.
But you have to just say, okay, it happened, and there's a reason why my life had to go into a major upheaval. So if you look back and you look at, you know, you can look back and say, okay, these people, you know, because these people all served a role. What role did
yeah.
they play, and how was it holding me back? So, you know, if you kind of examine it from that way, and then you say, okay,
yeah.
what lessons did they teach me? What are the lessons that I learned from these people? So then you say, okay, great, I got the lessons and I got the teachings. Now it's time to move forward and totally
yeah.
recreate myself.
That's the whole thing. I don't even know where to begin to recreate myself, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
first thing is letting go of the grief. Yep. Let
yeah.
let it go. Yeah.
Let go.
Yep. Yep.
And then
let go of
start
that.
Sitting down and going, what is my passion? What is my passion? Nobody can tell you what your passion is. You have to discover that. What is your
right.
heart? What ignites your fire? What puts the fire in your heart that gets you burning and you get excited to get up in the morning?
Yeah.
But
go.
You aren't even going to be able to go and do that until you let go of that final grief piece.
Go back towards like when you were younger and you thought, God, I want to do this. Yeah. I want to do this. I would love to do this. Yeah. And then everything, it fell apart. You know, it all got pushed to the wayside because of whatever. So go back there and say, you know what? What is it that I really want to do? You know, because I feel your hands are very creative. There's a lot of creative energy around.
Well, I was a massage therapist, but now I have carpal tunnel syndrome.
Okay.
So I even lost that. You know, I even lost my career.
But could you, is it something that you could teach? Is it something that you could teach?
I did used to teach, but I don't know. Yes, you could. You could. I'm hearing your guys say, yes, she could. Yes, she could.
Yeah.
And that will reignite the fire within you of being a teacher, because you would be a phenomenal teacher. But you have to get your head out of the way and allow the past to be, it's never going to be done, but you have to have resolution with it.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to allow the joy and the love to come back into your heart so it can be happy.
I've got grandbabies, and they make, that's where my joy comes from, and that's about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I really think that, you know, the teaching, because you have a lot of knowledge, and you don't have to practice, you know, if your hands are, if they're not able,
right.
But do have the knowledge that you can either have somebody help you type up a manual or do something, or you go to a massage school and say, hey, you know what, I would like to be able to teach people how to do this because I was very good at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I even
taught
back then too, but that's since closed, and I don't think there's any. I live out in the sticks, you know, I live way out in the country.
So is it something you could start on your own?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the resource.
But you know the thing is, internet. You have internet. You'd be amazed at how you can sit here and put classes on the internet, and people can start paying for them. But you have to have it organized, you know. And there's so many different things that you can do. You just have to get resourceful and get on the internet. Because I'm in the process of doing it myself. So there's a variety. But you have to have a class, and most people, before they're going to bring you on, you have to be extremely organized, very detailed, and you'll be amazed at how people will just come for those classes.
Huh. Okay.
If it's your passion, if you loved doing the massage, and if you discovered different things that you did during your massage, whether it was myofascial releasing, sacral,
aromatherapy, and all the natural.
Yep.
I just like natural healing. Period.
Yep.
You know the whole.
There you go. There you go. It's teaching that.
Very well
your
needed.
Your voice needs to be heard. Yes, it is.
Yep.
So you need to get excited. So your body is even feeling lighter with this because it's getting excited about this. So teaching is definitely something that you are here to do. So
mm-hmm.
teach what it is that you're an expert on.
Okay. Well,
and
that's the whole thing.
Years,
I got,
and, yeah.
I have so many interests and so many, I'm a...
But you know what you do here? You write down what your passion is that you could teach and what's your number one, and you do it one at a time. You could do it all,
okay.
But you do one at a time and you prioritize.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
So call
thank
back
you,
in mom. 2 months and let's see how far you've gotten.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks
so much
you.
For calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick question from the chat room, Georgia Peach. And ladies, I have an interview with a health insurance company, second interview tomorrow. What energy are you picking up from this company / interview?
What's her name again? What are they going
Georgia,
by?
Georgia Peach.
Georgia Peach.
Yep.
Oh, Georgia Peach, it feels good. It feels really good.
It does feel good. They're very, very interested in you. Very, very interested in you. I'm hearing job offer.
2 weeks, something's going to happen in 2 weeks. Yep. In two weeks, you're going to have the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Job offer. Woo-hoo! Do the dance with success.
Yeah. And then the environment feels really good, too. I'm also hearing that you're going to meet a couple people there and one person, female friends, that you're going to become really good friends with. So,
yes.
It feels really good. Really good.
So make sure you stay in that positive thinking, no thinking, thinking. You see yourself in that job already. Even though you don't know it, what it may all entail, just see yourself doing it. You're there. You're excited about it. And it's yours. It's definitely yours.
Mm-hmm.
Woot, woot. Good for you.
Yeah,
let us know what happens. Let us know what happens. Thank you for asking the question.
Yep, thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Goddess.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Queen Goddess. Goddess blessings. How are you all today?
We are very well.
How are you?
I am Goddess Lee. It's been a while since I've spoken with you all. I saw you were on, and I said, well, I would love to hear through you all what the goddesses have to say to me today.
Well, welcome.
Hey. Yes.
Thank you.
So did you have a question?
That was the question.
What does the spirit have to say?
Yes.
Okay. What does spirit have to say for Queen Goddess?
Hey, Queen Goddess, have you been feeling like you've been in a fog lately?
I would say no, not a fog.
Okay. Yeah, because the first thing I heard was, slow down. You got a lot of irons in the fire.
Always.
Yep. But, because I'm also picking up your clarity is dimmed as well, because there's too much going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it's, yeah. Well, that's the best way. I see a lot of smoke, but it's clogging and blocking your, just like Marie said, the clarity of, okay, what specifically should I be doing? Because you're running in different directions, and it's definitely you need to slow down so you can really listen for the answer, so that it's coming from your heart space, not the head space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going, so like if you're really excited about a ton of different things and you have a lot of things in the iron, you need to start prioritizing and which one is it that you really, really want to focus on. Is there a lot of business opportunities that you have going on right now?
I do have a lot of opportunities, a lot because I have all those irons in the fire.
I'm hearing prioritize too.
I have been really, so you called it a fog, or I have been wondering, you know, really wondering and seeking to know. What is best for me?
So, yeah. It's the best way to describe it, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, just prioritize and, you know, make a list. Okay, here are all the opportunities, but really which one is the main one that I'm drawn to? Because you're drawn to a lot of stuff, but there's one that's really pulling you.
Okay.
So
I will seek it out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you journal about it.
I hear it's one that you've been really overanalyzing out of all of them. It's the one that you've been really, and I'm hearing second guessing on. Do you know which one that is? They're not giving you the specifics. These are just the words that I'm hearing. It's the one that you continue to. The writing.
My writing.
So that means that's where you need to focus. That's where you need to really sit down and put your focus in. You're right where I'm at right now. Sit down, focus, because you are here to write your book. You're here to teach. So you have to get down and you have to start writing. And prioritizing means you need to sit here and say, I'm going to do it, and this is how often I'm going to do it. This is when I'm going to do it. So as soon as you do that and you put it in the universe is going to provide openings for you for those time slots to be available, but you have to sit down, either type it or write it. But to get doing it, it's like there's a sense of urgency with you on it as well. So you need to get going on that, Goddess. You're going to be channeling some fantastic stuff.
Will do. I accept that, and thank you. You know, I just put into my computer my Dragon Speak CD. So I'm on the vibe. I'm on the vibration. And that's the one, the writing. When you said, you know, write it down, make a list, I knew I knew from your energy that's what you were saying. So yes, I receive it, and I move forward with it. And you know, I look forward to our books being in the same arena someday soon.
I know. I know. Let's get going, girl. Let's get going. Let's get them written.
Yes, we will. We will.
Yes,
masterpieces
we will.
Are on their way. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you both.
You're
very welcome.
Thank you for
You're
calling
welcome.
Me on.
Thanks for calling. Nice speaking with you.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay.
Love our Queenie.
Yeah. Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Did you just say hi, Lo?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, people. No. Okay. Well, I'll put him back on hold. And we'll grab the next one. Hello?
Hi, Lo.
Hi, Lo.
Hi, Lo. I don't know why I just find that extremely funny. What can we do for you today? Who's calling?
Well, my name is Mike. And
hi, Mike.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm torn between two areas. There could be potential relationship or career. I guess career. I have a second round of interviews on Friday, which is a three-hour-plus process, and I just kind of wanted to get some insight on that.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, are you interviewing in, like, a financial field? Or
it's a sales position for a large
company. Okay. Wow, it feels really good. Your guides are saying don't go in with, like, they're saying don't go in with too many expectations, just be open.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm okay with my plan B.
Okay.
And I was kind of going to go in with the philosophy is like, listen, you need to be a fit for me, more
mm-hmm.
so... I know you're interviewing me for the job, but I'm also interviewing you, and it needs
mm-hmm.
to be the right fit for me as well.
Good. Okay. That's okay. So that's why they're saying don't go in with all these expectations. Just be open.
Also, let go of the reservations. I'm feeling there's reservations with you because that can hinder if that's what you want. That energy, if there's any form of reservation, it can keep it from coming in.
Yeah, the only thing is that the reservations that would be there, it's like 8 hours in an office.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't done that. I've had success, but again, it gets old, and then I get distracted, and, you know, then I got to go, all right, got to go, see ya, type of thing. So there's that element of it as well, because I've worked from home in years past. I've had some... success from working from home, and this would be, Cajun the Tiger.
I hear you, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm hearing this is going to be different this time for you.
I think so too. In this, I think there's a, if I can kind of use my intuition and gifts and almost kind of use that, and if I can have a ridiculous level of success, almost kind of form that into a some type of seminar aspect in sales and woohoo world. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Yeah. What I'm feeling about that job, though, too, is, you know, when you're in there, it's going to be very transformative. So it's going to be a very fluid position. And so, you know, yeah, you're going to go into an office, but it will transform. And I don't feel like you're always going to be in the office, that you
no.
will be out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... and I'm hearing it'll be a nice balance.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be amazed.
Excellent. And you see a high-end potential financially with that?
I heard yes right away.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yes right away.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, thank
cool.
you so much.
Well, good job. Well, good luck to you.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll report back.
All right, that would be great.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Okay.
Yeah, well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Okay, let's try this person back again. Hi, you're on the air. Did you want to ask a question?
Hello.
Okay. All right. We'll just grab on to the next one then. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. I wanted to, my name is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
And I would love some feedback on my book. I just published a book, and I'm just wanting to see if I should change anything or add to it. Or
okay.
Right, let's see here.
Well, you know, the very first, the first thing I heard was bestseller. So, okay, go ahead, Beth.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm sorry. She doesn't know the word that we know where she's from. So it's like, yes, it's good. Your book will be extremely successful, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're going to be doing a lot of self-promotion as well.
Yeah.
Just one little inkling. I know it's only one question. Do I need to change the title or the book cover or anything like that?
I'm hearing no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Because the way it is, it'll be well received. And I'm also hearing you will be doing book tours too, and there will be a sequel or a second book if you're not always already working on it.
Yes. Yes, I am. And,
okay.
I thought, yeah, three
okay.
days in a motel. I think that's my working. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Where are you calling from, Tricia?
I'm calling from in California, up in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Oh, okay.
It's my accent.
Oh my gosh, we have somebody out of the country again? Cool.
Yes, your accent is fantastic.
I just want to tell you that when you came on, it suddenly said unmuted. And when you were hanging up on every, you know, for the last five calls, you know, went through, I kept saying, hello, it's me.
So, oh, really?
So your callers do hear you say unmute, you know. So.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you have beautiful energy. Just stay in that positivity and just know everything. It's your time now. It's your time. It's coming to you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'll stay in touch for sure. Let's
okay.
Come.
Thank you for calling me in.
Yes, thank
okay.
you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to go back to that person. See if they're going, I'm on.
Is it me? Or
hello? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Okay, we're going to... Oh, there you are.
Yay. We heard her.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Where are you calling from, Victoria?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I had a question. I just wanted to ask you what you see with the current man in my life. I met him in August this past summer, and we recently hit kind of a rough patch, and I just wanted to ask you what you see in the future, if you see this relationship getting better or just generally what you're seeing with that.
He has some emotional blocks that are to do with his mother. It's being projected onto you. Have you ever had the conversation about what his relationship has been like with his parents?
Well, actually, his mother passed away several years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very interesting
okay.
that you picked that up. She died from a brain aneurysm. I think maybe about 7 years ago. He hasn't told me too much. He hasn't really opened up, you know, about that too much. Just simply what I just told you.
Okay.
But I actually have been having, I had a few dreams about her, actually. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm picking up, though, he has a little bit of there's some guilt about her passing with him. Almost like he felt like he could have done more, or he could have done something different, or he could have done something sooner. So he carries a little bit of that guilt.
Yeah.
But he can, I mean, if you can talk to him, he can let that go. He had it had nothing to do with him. I mean, he didn't, you know what I mean? So he's carrying around that he doesn't need to.
Mm-hmm. So just so you know, that's what he's carrying around. It's not about you guys. It's about he's carrying the stuff with his mother around. If you can get him to open on that, you guys should be able to get back on track.
Okay. All right. And also, I think a piece of the issue is also he's trying to develop into a new career. So I don't know if that affects his ability to kind of delve into a serious relationship. I don't know if he wants to get that done first. It seems like, I mean, he's in the process of looking for another job right now. He actually went as far as California to look for another job. So I don't know what's going to end up happening with that. He's going to move or...
I don't know. I just keep hearing you guys will be able to work it out. So it's just getting him to open up. You know, he's a typical male who's not in touch with his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking about somebody that you love, and this individual's got it. Just like Marie said, you know, he's feeling that the coulda, shouldas, and the wouldas. So, of course, he's going to go full force with his work and everything. But just let him know that you're there for him. But you have to sit here and reevaluate what you think of the relationship and do you want to invest in more. So, but I feel like you guys can both get through it. You can get through it.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, because he's really a good guy. And he's definitely, you know, not someone to open up quickly. And so I just definitely want to see where things could go, if things could continue to develop. But he's definitely someone who's been slow to open up, but overall, you know, really good person. I could see that.
It feels like he's really sensitive, a lot more sensitive than you know, than what he has shown you. But there's a part of him, and I would assume this has to do with dad and upbringing, that, you know, it's not okay for men to show this as a sign of weakness, but there's a part of him who's tired of having to carry this facade, but it's definitely it's definitely about his mom right now.
Yeah, he definitely didn't show any kind of emotional reaction when he told me that she passed away. Like, I remember, like, he was asked, I was asking something earlier on when we had first met, like, about his parents, and his response is like, oh, she's dead, like, just openly, like, you know, he didn't even seem like he was sensitive to the, you know, it was, so, but he's obviously covering that all.
Oh, it's a cover-up,
yep.
Yeah.
If I was getting that he really was shut down, I would be telling you, but it feels like it's a cover-up, to where he's like, he doesn't even know if he allows that dam to burst, it's going to be, you know, going to be a lot of emotions that come up for him.
That's what I feel. He's holding it all. He's just holding it because he's so afraid to express it. But when it's almost like he's looking for permission to let the dam flood open. But I can see it coming open, and just he wants to cry and cry and cry, but he keeps holding it in.
Wow. That's so sad. But, you know, I'm definitely someone who he could feel comfortable. I would love to be able to be that person he could lean on to kind of be able to open up and not feel like he's being judged for it.
Yep.
So hopefully he can get to that point. But right now...
You know, vulnerability is a very scary thing for people. It's a very scary thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm just giving him some space right now, and I'm hoping, you know, right now he's in California. I think he went for a job interview, and I mean, I'm just waiting to see if, you know, giving him space and letting him come to me if he's ready. So I do feel he does care for me, but, you know, at the same time, he has other issues that are causing him to distance himself. So I don't know. I hope that he can bring himself to contact me and that he could find a job close to Connecticut so he doesn't have to move all the way over there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you pick up that there will be a job opportunity in Connecticut, like closer to where we live? Or do you see him moving out to California?
I think he's going to be moving, but it feels like he might be following down the road. It could be long distance for a while. It feels like he's going to go there because he needs a fresh new start.
Right, like that's what it looks like he's exploring now. Like he's been there mm-hmm. for a month now.
Yep. Exactly. So just send out some good vibes towards him and then towards the both of you. And then just really get in tuned in with what it is that, what do you really want? You know, is this what you really want? You want to still continue to invest in this relationship. And, you know, and then as you do that, he's going to feel that energetically. And he'll be guided to, you know, calling and being in contact. And from there, you guys will be able to sit here and talk and discuss at a deeper level. And from there, that's where you guys can make a choice of growing.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody has to make the initiation. And some of the times, yep, it stinks. But sometimes it is the women who have to do the initiation. But we're the ones who we are known as more of the emotional ones to give the men
mm-hmm.
the okay that it's okay to feel what they're feeling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it feels like it's definitely something you guys can get through.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you too. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Okay. I'm gonna pop in.
We probably have time
Deb?
For one more.
Deb, do you have a question? Deb.
Who's Deb?
Are you just listening? She must be just listening. Okay, I'll put her back. Deb from the store, Deb.
Oh.
Okay, let me grab the next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hello. This is Ellen.
I'm sorry?
Dylan?
Ellen.
Oh,
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York.
New York.
Wonderful.
What can
Great.
We do for you? Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, actually, I just started listening. Do you mind if I just ask a general question about what you see regarding my finances in the next couple of months?
Sure.
Not a problem.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. Ellen's finances. I heard upward mobility. Those are the first two words. So, things are looking up.
By June, they're going to be looking really good, really good. It's going to start increasing, but by June, you're going to be much happier.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Anything? Why is it increasing? Can you give me insight on that?
Are you doing some extra stuff on the side? It feels like you're doing some extra stuff on the side, business stuff on the side. Are you?
No, not yet. Anyway.
Okay.
Are you
I heard
planning
dividends.
On it? I'm sorry.
Dividends.
Oh, I heard. I'm hearing dividends or some kind of dividends. That.
Not me.
Okay.
You need investments for that. I don't have investments.
Well, dividends could be an investment in anything. Could be an investment in a business or, like Beth was saying, something that you're going to start doing on the side where you get residual income coming in.
And that's exactly what it's going to be, residual income. And it feels like you're thinking about starting some projects to see if they're going to be lucrative and you're going to put them into action. So if it's something you're thinking about now, definitely start doing it and you'll start seeing the payoff for it.
Okay.
And it can
go
ahead.
No, I'll say, I thought you had finished. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I was going to say an example is like there's a lot of, what are they called? Like if you were to sit here and be a distributor or something, the network marketing, it feels like if you were to do something like that, it would, as a side business, that's just an example. That it would start taking off. So I don't know if it's something that you're thinking about right now, but it feels like it's stuff that you have in mind right now. So it's something that you're consciously aware of right now. I don't know if you've put anything into fruition, you've put any action into it yet, but if you do, so if you've Is there anything like that that's going on with you currently?
No.
No. So then here's the thing is that it feels like there's going to be stuff that's going to be coming in because you're definitely going to have side income that's going to be coming in for you. So be open to possibilities that are going to be coming to you. So if somebody's going, come to this event with me, and you're going, I have no desire to do this, go and listen because you don't know where it's going to lead you to. But you definitely are going to have residual income coming in. So keep an open mind on stuff.
Oh, yes, open mind, definitely. Yes.
Open mind.
Yes. And say yes to all possibilities.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have one more, and then we'll be done. Hello. Okay. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gina from Georgia.
Hi, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Gina from Georgia.
Hi. And I just wanted to ask you a question. I received a, someone reached out to me sometime around Christmas, and this happened to be my ex-husband, best friend, and I thought that was odd because when I was going through the divorce and separation, I kind of disconnected. I won't say kind of. I did disconnect with his family and friends. I just didn't want to have no contact with them, so it'd be easy for me to move on. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was strange that he reached out to me through Facebook. But come to find out, they are no longer friends. So I just want to know what really happened. And he didn't tell me anything. I found this out through someone else.
So he a friend of his and him went their separate ways. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. I mean, because this was my ex-husband's best friend since middle school. And I know his best friend would have done anything, everything for him. And I just, that kind of bugged me somewhat. I'm like, man, y'all like brothers and family.
We just went through a really heavy energy period back in from September till about now where relationships were really tested and masks were coming down, and you get to really see the person for who they are. And I'm just seeing that, the friend was always there for your ex, correct? But your ex took advantage of that situation just one too many times, and the friend just said, you know what, I'm done. No matter what I do to help you, you never learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know he told me that my ex-husband got remarried like 9 months after we got a divorce. Mm-hmm. And I heard that the best friend was, he didn't agree upon it. You know, it just was too soon, and, you know, just everything that went down, it's just too much. So I'm like, well, I said, he's big enough for me and the kids? You know, that's what I was thinking of the best friend, you know, instead of being loyal to his best friend. He's more loyal to me and my kids. That was really odd.
Well, but like I said, masks, people were really, the true faces really came out, and you could have been best friends for 50 years. When a person shows something that you're just like, okay, I'm, you know, this is enough now. I mean, I have to move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I mean, I guess because I've seen how close they are when they were together, and that's true, my ex-husband has changed a lot. Ever since he had that woman in his life. I mean, I think the best friend just seeing his friend life spiraling out of control, just really, like, I can't be in a situation or be in your life when you being the way that you are to me and to everyone else.
Right.
So, wow.
Seasons, reasons, and lifetimes, just have to move on.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling, because we're going to get cut off here in a second.
That's okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you to everybody who called in. We really appreciate
you.
And we will catch you in a couple weeks. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Love and light. Bye-bye.